I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land in which this podcast is being recorded, the Gunai Kurnai Nation. I pay my respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, especially those listening here today. Welcome to Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone, a lifestyle podcast that focuses on the outside of our zones as well as the inside of our homes. I'm your host, Alyssa Sutherland, designer, entrepreneur, self-development enthusiast, and your ultimate hype up sis. Come with me as I take you on an empowered and inspiring journey to build the life of your dreams. This is your safe space where you are supported, you are guided, and you know that you are more than capable of achieving everything you have always desired. So get comfortable with being uncomfortable, settle in for the ride. This is your life, and it's time to claim it. Hello, my angels. Welcome back to Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone. I feel really emotional right now, but in a really abundant way. And I just feel so joyful and so excited and so in the feels. And it's because so much cool energy is in the air, and I'm currently planning out all of our Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone events for the summer. And my heart is bursting because stepping into this brand has really allowed me to embody my full purpose, and I just love what I do and what I get to share and the people I get to fall into alignment with, doing things that I'm so truly passionate about and know that I'm meant to be doing. And I just can't thank you enough for being here and holding the space and allowing me to do that and allowing yourself to be a part of that evolution and unfolding and discovery. And I just feel so abundant thinking about all the exciting things I have planned ahead for the rest of this year and for early Jan. And I'm just so, like, looking at 2025, it's like I can't see it yet. And I'm not scared about that, and I'm not feeling unsure about it. I just am feeling in such a trusting state with the universe and with the flow that I'm not at all worried about what's ahead, and I'm just really like planting the seeds, but also putting so much into the universe to just like let it unfold the path in front of me. You know, I'm making some choices, I'm making some decisions, I'm putting in the actionable steps. Like, you can't manifest without doing that, but allowing the universe to make the overall final decision for me, whether it's a fuck yes or a fuck no, opening the door or not letting it open. And I think it's just so calming for me to do that, to put myself into the surrender, into the passenger seat, like a theme I've been talking about so much the last few weeks. And even a friend said to me, like, I feel like maybe next year will be a flow year for you. And I feel that too. I feel like I'm making decisions that might result in me having less freedom and flexibility, but at the same time, that's just me making an assumption. And who knows, next year might be my most abundant, freedom, flexible, creative year yet. And I'm excited for that. I'm excited to get into the visualization and the vision boarding and all that sort of stuff. And next week, I'm going to dive into a whole episode about how to vision board and how to create it and how to put your dreams and goals into a plan. So stay tuned for next week's episode. I have done one previously, so I will obviously sort of be recapping over that. And we do have an event coming up for another vision boarding event. So again, looking out for those sorts of things if you want to be a part of it. But when I posted like on my question box a few weeks ago, like, what kind of episodes do you want to hear at this end of this time of the year? My beautiful friend Yana from Oakenhaven said, I want to hear all your highlights from the year. And I was like, mine? Like, you want to hear me, what I've done? And she's like, yeah. And I get antsy about sharing these things, even though all you've listened to all year is me talk about myself. And that's obviously what you tune in for in a way. But at the same time, I create these events and I go to these events to listen to other people's stories. I connect with other people. I follow other people to feel inspired by their success and their achievements. And I've come a long way in looking at that as inspiration compared to jealousy or envy or lack or like I can never be them. And I've stepped way more into this empowerment and feeling that expansiveness of if they can, so can I. And I guess I want to share this highlight reel with that concept in mind. Like, I'm not here to say I'm successful, look at all these things I've done, because like everyone's definition of success is completely different, and I get very confused when people say to me, tell me, like, do an episode about how you become so successful. And I'm like, what do you mean successful? Because to me, it might mean something completely different to what perceptively it looks to you. And quite frankly, another big disclaimer for this episode is just because I've had all these amazing opportunities and highlights and highs from the year that I'm extremely proud of and grateful for, I've had some of the lowest moments I've ever had this year as well. And I've really struggled, but I've really become really strong and come out the other side of it and have really changed my reactiveness and perception and a lot of other things and variables that come with life. And I think that's why I continue to show up and continue to achieve is because of my way I can respond and drive myself to the next thing and motivate myself to continue to show up. And it has a lot to do with you guys who feel inspired and connected to that and find the content, the episodes, everything relatable. So it's really because of you that's how I've gotten the opportunities I've gotten. And fuck me, it's just showing up, and that's scary, okay? It's so scary. So not at all is this been an easy ride or an easy year. It's been very challenging. I've faced a lot of self-doubt this year compared to normal. But at the same time, I've had some opportunities that I've just felt so aligned with, and I'm, yeah, very excited to see what next year holds and what even bigger opportunities come for me. So the way I'm going to actually reflect and sort of go down my recap of the 2024 year is by looking at my social media, because that's the best way I can keep up to date with everything that I've done. And I guess it's because it's my virtual journal, and I should technically really read back on my journal. And this is why journals are so amazing, and capturing your memories, both writing them down, capturing photos, and creating content is because it's so cool to look back and see all the things that you've done. Like, if you don't stop to capture a moment or to write it down and, you know, really be grateful for it and look at it and think, wow, that was so cool, or that was really hard, or whatever you feel, then life sort of goes by and you don't remember things. Like, even like Snapchat memories, like, honestly, I love seeing Snapchat memories from 5 years ago, and you just think, wow, I was such a different person then, and look how far I've come. So, however you find it, I think it's important to capture life, and we are living in that generation. So, yeah, the first post I clicked on, I'm looking at my AS Interior Instagram, by the way, it was my Welcome to 2024 post. And I instantly feel emotional looking at this, because I guess if you want to do anything in life, it's you want to go back to a past version of yourself and say, oh my God, you have no idea the shit that's about to happen to you this year. And in one sense of you want to protect them from all that. But at the other time, in the other perspective, you want to say, hold on to your hat, girl, because you are yee-hawing through this year and some epic shit is going to happen. And you just need to show up and keep showing up, because everything's going to work out. So I'm already tearing up. There's a part of this that says, you know, things are looking very bright for 2024. I'm full of energy and I'm ready to bring some beautiful things into fruition. And see what this little brain of mine has the ability to create. My message to you all this year is if you have an idea, whether it be a business idea, a creative project, an urge to travel, a niggling feeling to do something, change something, be something, or free yourself from something, do it. You hold so much more power than you realize to create your life, so don't let it slip on by. Imagine yourself walking out of 2024 with your dream now your reality. And oh my God, I'm fully crying, guys. Like, oh, fuck me. Like, that girl has some powerful words. Where did she find those words? So yeah, that's huge to read that. And I'm so glad I clicked that. Because there's been some really big dreams that I've bought into fruition this year, and that's so cool. It's so cool what your brain can do and what you can do. So this year was the year of creating Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone, from not only a podcast and, you know, a product based on launching the journal last year, but we stepped into creating a wellness brand that hosted workshops and events, and stepping into a whole nether level of confidence, vulnerability, and yeah, a really big different version of myself. I just remember when I had my first collab event for our first Sweat and Scribble, and then the person I chose, like who I'd collabed with, decided that they didn't want to do it again for another event. However, I just felt like there was so much impact in that event, and I couldn't wait to do the next one. And, you know, I just sat there thinking, well, I can't do it then. Like, how can I do it on my own? And my friends sort of sat me down. They said, Alyssa, like, you have to do this on your own. Like, you know how much you can carry the event, and you know what you want to do. You know how you want it to feel. And people are going to show up for you. Trust me. But they're also showing up for themselves. People want to do this for themselves. You have to take yourself away from it. And I kind of needed to hear that to motivate me to be like, that's right, this isn't about me. I can't get offended if people aren't coming or think that I'm good enough or not enough to showcase this event. It's creating the safe space for people to come because they need to do this for themselves. Excuse me. Wow. So Sweat and Scribble round two was launched and was a complete sellout event. And oh my God, the impact on that day. There was tears, there was laughter, there was dolphins. There was so much beauty that came from that event. And I'm just so lucky that I've had friends that this year, they've always supported me, but I've never felt so much support like I have with my friends this year. I think they've just held space for me to really step into myself and embody all the things that I've wanted to do forever, and to be on the journey, to not just, you know, think it's amazing, but to be there, to actually show up is a whole nother level of support. So I'm so grateful for those friends that have been there for me whilst I've been putting myself out there to host these events. So I just feel so incredibly lucky for them. I felt like this was the year that once I started to show up and put myself out there to be more of a public figure, opportunities came to me in different ways that I could never have imagined. And one of them was being recognized for International Women's Day as one of Vistaprint's spotlight campaign, you know, female entrepreneurs. And that was like, I remember getting the email for that and thinking this was just like a scam email. And then I was like, hang on a second, this actually is legit. They want to do an article about me for being a, you know, a female, an entrepreneur in the design industry for International Women's Day. And this is a global brand and a brand that I have used for so long and I use all the time for my business and my clients, and I've built a really great relationship with the team at Vistaprint, and it was just insane for them to reach out to me to do that. But it was so refreshing getting to tell my story and be able to be a public figure in that moment and show what you can do and what you can achieve as a young female in the building industry, in the design industry, now in the digital creation and marketing industry, and just how my evolution has been. And yeah, it was really cool because my theme this year as an individual has been a big focus around impact. And with everything I do and to my core, I must always be making a big positive impact. Otherwise, why am I doing it? So I think this was a really cool campaign because I got to share that I believe everyone is equally entitled to be celebrated, and that week of being International Women's Week is just an opportunity to tell someone just how proud you are of them and all the amazing things that they're doing. And I really embraced in my article how much I'm just a support for other women and for others who and their dreams and the things they want to achieve, which you guys know that's what Catch Me is all about, is like working towards your dream life. And as a bit of a business coach and working with other locals and small business owners and individuals, I'm a huge hype up sis. Am I right? So yeah, I think that was a really cool thing to be recognized for not only what I do, but how I help others to do what they want to do. That's almost more my purpose. So yeah, I think that was a really surprising highlight from the year to be recognized for that. And yeah, I've always had a soft spot for International Women's Day in a sense of just wanting to be celebrated in a male-dominated industry, and never had really been recognized or been able to do anything for that. So yeah, it was a really cool, refreshing moment, and I'm very proud of that. I've always said this, but if you feel aligned and challenged by something new or something that you haven't done before, and an opportunity comes to you, to always say yes to it, as long as it's within your boundaries. And I think that's honestly how I've gotten to where I've gotten to, is because I don't say no very often. And when I tell people that, they're like, you need to say no to more things. And I'm just like, yeah, but I'll say no if it's really not my thing. But most of the time, I can figure out that it will be my thing, and it's going to lead to something even greater. And so, from trusting my inner compass and always saying yes to many things, I took on a new role this year, and it was a big test for me. Like, after not working for anyone for 2 years, to go and work for someone else again and, navigate a sort of marketing role in a different kind of company. And yeah, it had a lot of challenges, and it also brought me a whole heap of networks and opportunities. And it was great to see how a successful business has ran, and just, yeah, really open my eyes to how to run my business and what I want my future business to look like, and all these sorts of different things. So saying yes to that was one thing, but at the same time, knowing when it was time for things to change and move on. And I obviously, I'm not still working for that company, and I love them dearly, and I have very, strong connection to them. But I had to come back to myself and navigate where I'd sort of lost myself along the way. And during the middle of the year, I had a really low part that just made me have to really dig deep to discover myself again. And I did a 30-day self-care challenge in June, and that was such a game changer for me because it made me just find all these things that I really love, and made me really step outside my comfort zone to a whole nother level, which was really cool. But also, like, it made me realize that if I wasn't doing all these things to make myself feel good, I was feeling my absolute worst. And it was so hard every day to do something to fill up my cup and to feel good. I'd just fallen so out of control with my emotions and my mental health. And yeah, it was a really low moment. And I do apologize for the time back there where the episodes were a bit low vibe and a little bit depresso. But like, I just wanted to be transparent and keep you guys real with what was going on, because again, like, this is a highlight reel. It's not often me talking about the things that have gone wrong and the things that have been hard, and making a decision to leave a job or a relationship or anything in life is difficult, and it can be emotional. Even if you aren't enjoying it and you aren't feeling your best and you're feeling burnt out, whatever it is, and you might have had a negative experience happen, it's still emotional. It's still walking away from something, cutting ties, and changing your life and your routine can always feel scary and take, it feels like a risk. It was taking a huge risk for me to go back to just working for myself again. And it's like that financial risk. I wasn't having the income come back in like I was used to now, and having like to jump back into all these projects that I'd sort of paused for 6 months to do something, like honestly to work for someone else's dream. And it was a real wake up call for me. And it's just like, you haven't come this far to come this far. And I just wanted to jump right back into where I was, but I had to do a lot of inner work again, and I had to come back to my identity. Like, I seriously lose my identity sometimes when I get so involved in someone else's business or brand or other projects that I'm just like, whoa, wait a second. Where's Alyssa? Where's she going? What's she doing? You know? And I hate when I lose my sense of self, because that's how I keep moving forward and keep creative and keep inspired. So that was a really hard part of the year for me, and no hard feelings at all about it. It was a growth opportunity, and like I always say, from breakdowns come breakthroughs, and a big one came through, and I did my 30-day self-care challenge, and really, really cool opportunities came from that. And just saying yes to more and more things and making more connections. And yeah, June was a really pivotal month for me. And I look back, even though it was a really hard time, I was going through a really low state, some beautiful things happened, some beautiful, lots of rainbows and beautiful connections. And yeah, I think anything that came out of the month of June has really just like stuck with me for the rest of the year in a really strong way. And I'm really happy and really grateful for that. So yeah, it was a challenge, but we got through it. And yeah, it led to bigger and better things. And again, the opportunities that came from networking and knowing more people and having more opportunity and more leadership in a role that I wasn't used to led me to diving into the opportunity of starting to run workshops and design workshops and Canva workshops and going to regional areas to do that, which was just so cool. And again, things that sort of started to happen for me this year were things that I wouldn't have made the effort to do myself, but when the opportunity presented itself to me, and like, you know, whether it was getting headhunted for something or asked to do something, it was always a fuck yes. But at the same time, it's like I would never have made the conscious decision to go and do that. So yeah, I think just I'm so lucky that the universe always just like offers the opportunity to me, and I always just say yes, because it's like, when were you ever actually going to do that unless it was presented to you? So that was a really cool thing, and really, again, plot twisted me into other directions to be like, wow, I can actually do these things. Like, I'm confident, I'm strong enough to do it, I'm proud to do it. And then yeah, lots of public speaking opportunities came after that as well. Getting to go to my first conference and be on a Q&A panel, which was a really huge moment for me this year as well. Something I was so, so sickly nervous for until they handed me the microphone. And I was like, oh yeah, I got this. But yeah, to be able to go back to your university that you graduated from like 5 years ago and sit in the room that you graduated in, on the other side, to be sitting on the panel and talking about your journey post grad and how you run a business and how what advice you could give to, I guess, that 19-year-old self that was in that room is just core shaking. I don't even know what the word is, but it was just the craziest moment of my life. Like, yeah, I just hindsight is the coolest thing, I reckon, because you can just never predict where your life's going to go. And to be able to stop and look back and be like, wow, if I could have told her that she'd be in this room 5 years later telling all these students how to run a fucking business, what do you mean? You wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't hear about it. You wouldn't read about it. So yeah, she did some cool shit this year, and I'm very proud of her for being so accepting of the opportunities and just knowing that she, yeah, is deserving of that and is confident enough to do that and is skillful enough to do it and is going to do it well. Like, I think to take on an opportunity is always scary, but to believe in yourself to do it is another thing. And yeah, come a long way in that sense. I guess some healthy highlights that came for me this year was getting into mat Pilates, a little bit into running, obviously into cold dipping, and just having a whole new wellness, health, and wealth era. Nothing too crazy or out there, but just enough to make me feel like I could make new aligned connections doing things that felt really good for me. And I guess when you get to this age of just like you're not out partying every weekend, you're sort of wanting to do more wholesome things and feel good so that you can show up your best for others is, yeah, it was a really big highlight for me to find those forms of movement that and ways to start my day that felt really good for me and that I really love. So I guess that's always a highlight, finding things that you love and changing up your routines and things like that. Another big word that came up for me this year towards the later end of the year and finding all these healthy habits was the word peaceful. And I think it came from a lot of the connections I was making as well. Stepping away from people that maybe were draining me more or not feeling like I had to commit to things that didn't feel aligned to me. And just spending time with those people that always uplifted me, always supported me. And not even spending time with people, but also just knowing that you've got that support around you feels really peaceful. And to be able to like share the hard things with people, but also the exciting things with people, and know that they're not going to like project doubt onto you or insecurity or like, oh, are you sure you want to do that? Like, it's people that are like, yes. Yes, do the thing. Yes, I believe in your crazy idea. Yes. Having yes people in your life, and I said this to someone I caught up with for a coffee the other weekend, is like, it's so nice to just sit and have coffee with someone who's just a yes person. Because when you're a yes person, it's hard to find other yes people in a world that's so full of no's. And I think that is just been so refreshing for me. And like I said, it's just made me feel so peaceful because I'm not constantly feeling anxious or worried or judged, or yeah, like my friends aren't supporting me. It's like, no, everyone around me has been so beautiful and so magnetic, and I feel magnetic to those people. So that's been a really cool theme, peacefulness and impact. I also got to do a really cool trip this year to Western Australia, and that was a highlight for me because it was on my vision board, and obviously having something like that on your vision board is exciting, but when it actually comes true, to be able to travel to a place that you feel a lot of feelings for and know that there's something there calling you was a really cool thing to get to do. And I'm so incredibly grateful that I got to connect with the Cold Dip crew when they came on their Australian tour. And then obviously they were like, you should come over to Perth and do our 100th dip. And I was like, oh my God, I think I will. So I literally like looked up flights and looked up all this accommodation. I was like, oh my God, there's no way. It's just so expensive. How am I gonna find time to do that? Like taking time off work and away from my business and everything. And then my yes friend Steph came along and was like, no, let's go. And we did. We flew to Perth. We had the most amazing time. I just felt so inspired, so expanded, so impacted. So high vibe, and I was like, let me bring this energy back to Lakes, back to Victoria. And obviously, it was just so refreshing to go somewhere, make new friends, doing things that fill up your cup, and discovering new parts of the world and the country you live in, even though I know how beautiful it is there. But finding more pockets of beauty there was so amazing. And I just, yeah, I love ticking off something off my vision board and my bucket list for the year. And I had manifested to go to Perth my birthday, and I got there a couple of weeks before it. So that was such a big highlight for me this year. And yeah, I'm really excited to hopefully go back there again very soon and see what comes from that. But honestly, yeah, that was a big turning point for me. And obviously, I came back with the great idea of launching Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone Cold Dip Community. And I just feel so proud of myself for doing something like that because it's been on my mind for a really long time. And again, just thinking, I can't do it, I can't do it by myself, blah blah blah. And you know, my yes friend Steph, the beautiful friend and supportive energy that she is, said, "Alyssa, you know you have to do this by yourself because when you do it with someone else, it's never right." And I was like, is that the control freak in me? Or is it just that's true? You can't always rely on someone else who doesn't have the pure intention, who doesn't have the drive, the passion, the purpose like I do. So I was like, you're so fucking right, Steph. And I was like, I remember on our last morning, we were on this walk and we were just talking about it and vision boarding it and forecasting it. And it was just insane I just kept saying, oh my God, the imposter syndrome. Oh my God, the imposter syndrome. She goes, why, Alyssa, why do you have that? You know you can do this. You're born for this and it's meant to be happening right now. And I was like, wow, this is it. This is the moment. This has been the year of so much growth for me and I'm so proud of myself. And like I said, it's been so many highs, but there's been so many lows. But the best thing is that you just keep showing up. And from that enters a whole new version of you. And I just look back on this year with so much gratitude and so much pride. I just want to finish off this episode though by reminding you that even though there was all these amazing highs for the year and these highlights that come to me and I posted on social media and I think were such pivotal points of my year, if only the walls in your house could talk and the pages in your journal could share the tears that have landed on it, there would be so much more deeper than that I could share of my personal growth and the hardships that I went through this year and the really low, dark moments. And I just want this to also be that reminder, if this year hasn't been everything you wanted it to be, that I hope that you can look back on this year and think of that pain or the strength that you gained and then appreciate how far that you have come. Because 2024 year was a year that might have been full of goodbyes or just quietly growing. There might have been lessons that you didn't really ask for or hope for. Here you are. You're still breathing, you're still standing, and you're still moving forward. So give yourself some credit for your resilience and keep moving forward with grace. I truly hope that 2024 was a year that you really discovered parts of yourself and especially found strength within yourself that you didn't know was there. And I really, really hope that 2025 brings a lot more clarity and more beautiful opportunity for you. And I'm excited to help you bring that vision to life and create ultimately the life that you have always dreamed of. Finally, in case no one has told you this, I am so incredibly proud of you. Keep going.